This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Curtis, something of interest caught your eye in the Boston Globe this morning?
As I do every day, I read the Boston Globe, fine newspaper owned by the wonderful Henry family.
I believe you're still on the delivery system for that puppy.
I am.
You get your milk in the bottles out on the stoop every morning as well?
I don't know. Courtney, was I talking to you about milk delivery?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. When I was a kid, that was the greatest
Crescent
thing.
Crescent Ridge.
Such good. The best Oreo.
You both used to get milk delivered?
I did not, but my friends that live in Dover now get Crescent Ridge milk. They have a milkman, and he brings ice cream, cookies, you know, chocolate milk, regular milk.
The milkman is back?
Yes.
Oh.
And it's more popular than ever.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I guess it's pretty pricey, but their little son, Willie, loves it.
Yeah, my dad used to give him a $5,000 bonus every week. He was a really nice gentleman. I was kind of pissed.
Curtis, soon you'll be back to using cloth diapers.
Oh.
Is James done with the potty training? Or
no,
what's the update
he's,
on that?
You know, I think he's kind of like, if I'm going to get somebody else to wipe me for the rest of my life, why would I ever stop? Hopefully in the near future. But speaking of potty training, we use the Boston Globe to wipe our booty at home, but today we're reading it. Today, commentary, if you're dropping billions of dollars to buy the Boston Celtics, wouldn't you want a new arena to match? That's certainly been the popular theory on sports radio. I love the way in which they talk about sports radio on the Globe.
Sports radio.
On that awful avenue, as opposed to our... Anyway, this is in the Boston Globe by Shirley Leung today, and it's a long dissertation on the difficulties experienced by the crafts, by many different organizations that have tried to build arenas in the city of Boston.
Right.
The she calls it a quixotic quest at best. I find this to be interesting on many fronts. One, she spoke to the number of other organizations in American cities that are incentivized to buy and build, whereas we are de-incentivized here in the great city of Boston, and how the Everett mayor, who called into the show and later apologized to Courtney, has been doing his darndest to get the soccer stadium built there.
Can't get it done.
Can't get it done.
Basically, Mayor Wu signing off on it.
Right. And so they speak with a sports economist who says there's nobody in their right mind that would drop billions of dollars on this without an understanding of a plan, at least, that could be approved where they would be able to build a Celtics-only facility.
So an agreement in verbal form or whatever that you're eventually going to get the go-ahead on building a new building for that is specifically for the Celtics.
Right. That is the only growth avenue in this because, obviously, the Celtics at their peak right now, roughly, in terms of...
See, I don't
Bezos?
Know. Well, I mean...
His $200 million, woo! Shut up!
I mean, I could offer a Greg bomb if you want a Greg bomb.
I always Remember the last bomb we got? Right,
do you
remember
want, how it I'm landed? Interested.
Do you want one? Who would you guess was dining in the North End last week.
Tim Tebow.
You?
At Strega.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess I could say the place. Because somebody I know saw somebody through the window.
So my question is, would Bezos actually go out, or does he just rent the place?
No, he goes out. There are other people there. I was told by somebody walking by, looking in the window.
So it was Bezos.
And it was Bezos.
Wow.
So I'm assuming that there might be some, maybe there's some other reason why he's here.
I mean, Nikki knows a lot of people.
Well, didn't they just have the announcement about the Amazon buildings in the seaport will not be in person for two more years?
Yeah, they built that giant, that's a beautiful, they have two of them. But the new one that they just finished, which is on Congress Street.
It's gorgeous.
Is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to be in it until 2026. Is that what they said?
Yeah,
2027.
It's 2 years at least, whatever it is. And
so that thing, that sucker's going to sit empty until 2027.
Well, that's how long the other one sat empty for like a year and a half in Revere, the other Amazon building that they built.
Well, but that's a package facility, the one in Revere. This is office space.
Yeah. Right. No, I know that. I'm just, it sat empty forever. Yeah. But
that's interesting that he was in the North End.
Yeah, I mean, it could be something else.
Yeah, it could be. But you are right. Whoever buys it is going in.
What did he leave as a tip? I'm curious.
I bet it was pretty good.
Probably.
Is going in with the intention of saying, okay, I'm building an arena. You might have to come out of pocket for infrastructure, right? Where kind of similar to what they did in Everett with Encore. Weren't they giving the city of Everett, like, you know, millions upon millions of dollars every single year?
Yeah.
So maybe you're going to have to sit there, if it is in Boston or if it is in Everett, wherever it is, where you say, I'm willing to give you $100 million over the next 5 years for infrastructure, for the city or the town or whatever it is, that might be the issue.
I don't know that I buy that you won't sell the Celtics without a deal in place for a new arena. If you're somebody like Bezos, who is going to spend $6 billion on the Boston Celtics, a storied, arguably the most storied franchise in the NBA, you're not doing it simply because it's a moneymaker. You're doing it because you want to own a professional sports team. You have FU money.
Yeah, but you're not doing it if you know you can't get out of the lease.
Well,
you're not spending $6 billion.
You can get out of any lease eventually.
Well, my point is, if you're buying them, and would they just re-up the lease for like another 12 years or something like that?
I don't know.
But what I'm saying is, if you're buying the Celtics, you're saying, I'm getting built a new stadium within 5 years of ownership of the team.
Hold on. Correction on the Greg Baum in the Twitch chat. Bezos was here to leaf peep.
Mm. I wonder if he had the proper attire in New Hampshire to go for that hike.
Yep.
I'm just tweeting this right now. Breaking per Greg Hill, WEI.
Yep, you have please to.
At Jeff Bezos was spotted dining at Strega Italiano in the North End last week.
Please.
Buying
don't.
Celtics,
please,
question mark?
Please don't. Yeah. Please don't. All right. Let us get to this.
It's time for
the San Francisco quarterback I found to be very, very interesting. How he's been so good, and he was just about the last draft pick.
The news.
Was he Mr. Irrelevant?
Yeah, he was Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah. He was Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
He's not irrelevant anymore.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Brock Purdy being the guy that I would go to when he said I was crazy.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Brock Purdy, I would take 1,000,000%
on WEEI.
What do you think?
At President Trump, the team Purdy. Sorry, Wiggy.
Yeah.
I just tagged Shams Charania.
All right. Where do you want to start this morning?
We are going to start with the DA in California, planning to hold a press conference today about new evidence in the Menendez brothers case.
Really?
Yeah, this is nuts.
We talked briefly about the Netflix series.
Monsters.
I think you enjoyed it.
I didn't finish it, if I'm being honest.
No, you couldn't finish it.
It was very depressing to me. And I kept stopping it and reading articles to be like, did this actually happen this way? And so then I just ended up not watching. I need to do what I've realized as I'm getting older is if I'm going to watch something, a reenactment, a dramatized reenactment of something, I need to get the facts first before I dive in and just take a Netflix series at its word. I decided to do research about the case instead of just finishing and going off that.
But they could get out.
Yeah.
Because they've served 30 years or whatever.
Yep.
And the new evidence, I think, is that a former member of Menudo, Wiggy, Ask a Boomer.
Yeah, Courtney, I saw this.
Do you know what Menudo?
I did not until
Chime, do you know what Menudo is?
Yeah, weren't they a boy band or something?
Yes. Spanish
but
boy
they
band.
Were like a 30-year boy band because they just kept inserting new members as people got old. Anyway, one of them says...
Sounds like the show.
One of them says that they were molested by Jose Menendez.
Correct.
The father of the Menendez brothers.
Roy Rosello, a former member of the band, said that he was molested when he was a teenager. Huh. That's one piece of new evidence. The second piece is a letter that has been found that was written from Eric Menendez to his cousin Andy Cano, in which Eric allegedly reports the abuse about his father months before the killings.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's all going to be taken into account now.
Okay. Interesting.
Patrick Clancy, we haven't talked about this story in a while. The husband of Lindsay Clancy, who killed her three children before attempting to kill herself, did an interview with The New Yorker. And Patrick goes into the struggles of postpartum depression that Lindsay battled, saying he did not, quote, marry a monster. He talks about just weeks before the tragedy, Lindsay was brought to the hospital on New Year's Eve after telling her husband she was having thoughts of wanting to die, feeling numb, and confessed to having intrusive thoughts of harming the children and herself and her husband.
This was an awful situation.
Yep.
And I believe that she is about to come up for trial.
Yes.
And so the prosecution wants to hold her accountable.
Yes.
And essentially say it's murder.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds to me like, I didn't read this article, but he is suggesting that it was mental illness and therefore... there should be some sort of an insanity defense or something that would apply.
Yeah. In this article, if you have time to read it, I've always heard of postpartum depression. Of course, I do not have children. I do not know what it feels like after giving birth. I've had friends that have had the baby blues. You hear of all of these different levels of postpartum that women deal with after giving birth. I'd never heard of this psychosis that only affects a small amount of women, but it seems like that is what Lindsay was dealing with ahead of this. She was in inpatient for a bit to get treatment. She was out to listen to her husband go through the struggles before January 2023 and then how the day unfolded that she killed her three kids. Him getting a weird feeling when he was at CVS to pick up medicine for one of the children that something was wrong, calling Lindsay, her not answering the phone, them having a quick conversation when she called back, and him getting home to find the three kids deceased and his wife outside their second floor bedroom window that she tried to jump out of, or she did jump out of.
I mean, off
hell no, that's murder. That is murder. Murder. Three innocent kids. Like, listen, if you're dealing with...
Even if she's dealing with something.
If you're dealing with something, I'm no woman. I never had kids, but I know there are people out there that deal with stuff and everything like that, whether it's, you know, a guy who's going through stuff with his wife or his baby's mother, and he deals with stuff, and then he kills her, and he kills the kid, and then kills himself. Mm-mm.
It's a brain chemistry thing, though. That's a bit different. And
I don't
people,
care what it is. You killed three innocent kids. Like you should
we
know.
Agree. We
you
agree. Know. But at the same time, there are people that get off for murder all the time because of mental illness and serve out their time in a mental hospital. I think the difference that what they're trying to figure out now is she going to prison or is she going to a mental institution?
And isn't she paralyzed from like the neck down or
something?
Yes, like
from jumping out of her window. And just on a personal note, I know somebody that knows her. And so I want to be clear that like maybe I am a bit biased because I've talked to a girl that I know who knows her and said one like loved her children, was a stand-up mother, and this just took the girl I know completely by surprise.
Yeah.
And you know, again, I don't have kids. I don't know what it's like. So I have so much sympathy for this family. And to read this article, Patrick says that 6 months after the killings, he called Lindsay on her 33rd birthday after Lindsay's dad told him that she was in tough shape going downhill. And during the call, Lindsay told him that every day was the worst day of her life.
So by doing this interview, you can assume, I think, that he does not want her to be charged with murder. Or
correct.
Convicted.
That would be my assumption for reading
which is amazing. Like, just simply as a parent.
Yeah, that part.
Like, how could you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how he's pulling that one off.
Pretty amazing to forgive.
Yeah,
able to forgive.
That is something, you know, because if you go into details on how she killed the kids, I guarantee you're going to be like, send their ass to jail forever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I would just say this because it's such a horrible event. Our society does nothing to prioritize the actual health of women. When right. It comes to postpartum, when it comes to if you give birth without a C-section, they say see you in 8 weeks. Like what? Yeah. The way in which we like, Wiggy, I hear both sides of this. I'm not trying to be Switzerland. It's so awful. I can't even fathom it.
Yeah.
I just think as a culture, we need to do more in supporting women postpartum, whether they have it, whether whatever. It's just such a I don't know how to describe it. I never even knew that world, but it's so insanely difficult. Your body goes through this unbelievable transformation, and then it's like, all right, give me a call if you have something wrong in 2 months.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Well, it's interesting because she, like in a lot of these cases, Googled ways to kill
right.
before this incident happened. Mm-hmm. And in this article, I think he says that she told him it was ways to kill myself mm-hmm. that she was looking at, but...
You know, I mean, we don't there are people who deal with a lot of stuff. We've seen it. We probably all know people who've committed suicide, right? It's you have three innocent, young, beautiful children. And if you're dealing with something and maybe you get to that point where you can't deal no more. If you're going to take your life, we feel sympathy and we'll empathize for that. But to take your kid's life and then to try to take your life. I never get when people are dealing with something, but then have to kill their innocent children kill themselves. I don't get that.
It's awful.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news coming up shortly, including Florida, not like the rest of us. And what one Florida man was brandishing when the authorities arrived at his home, which is often used in warfare. Apparently, it's also used in Florida
mm-hmm.
on off days. So we'll get to that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.